What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Another week, another Club Junkie podcast. Hope everybody's having a good week. You've made it past the middle, so we're halfway there. We're almost to the weekend. Maybe play some golf. Maybe build a shed, like I might do. So, allegedly, I'm going to allegedly build a shed. If anybody from the city I live in is listening to this, I'm allegedly building a shed, but probably not. Before we get into today's episode, let you know today's episode brought to you by the 2021 Pro V1, and Pro V1X golf balls. So Pro V1X, number one ball in golf, but they are brand new from core to cover. Brand new cover, which is a new softer cast urethane elastomer cover, going down to the reformulated core to increase distance, and they even have a new faster casing layer that adds long gauge spin. So if you're looking for something that that flies a little flatter with a little lower spin, look at the Pro V1. And if you're looking for something that flies a little higher, has a little more spin, look at the Pro V1X. So something to fit your game. And again, Pro V1, it's been the number one golf ball for I don't know how long, ever since I was working in a shop a long, long time ago. But go ahead and check out Titleist.com. Check out the new Pro V1 and Pro V1X for yourself. So that those there, these my last two boxes, and I think I timed it just right. I think with a couple more rounds and all that, I should lose enough to get me through the year. But it's so funny when you work kind of in the golf industry, and you get some free golf balls, and I don't look for them as much as I probably should. So I do lose a lot of golf balls per round just because I don't walk into the woods and look for them. If I paid for them, I definitely would. But if I think something's disappeared, I kind of let it go its own way and figure it wanted to be out of my hands, and I let it go. And people kind of give me crap about it, where they're like, whoa, you know, like that's a Pro V1 or that's a whatever. And you're like, yeah, I know. And they're like, you're just, you know, letting it go. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not looking for it. The time is just not worth it. So it definitely is different. But yeah, I think I have one box of each left. I think I have a couple sleeves of some random golf balls, but I think I've basically rationed my golf balls pretty well this year. So I'm gonna make it through the year with no problem. I'll probably make it in next year with maybe a dozen balls left, and then hopefully stock up again, because, like I said, I definitely lose golf balls. But we got another good episode for you. Hopefully, you guys think it's a good episode. But I got two kind of cool golf things to talk about. I have been playing a little bit. If you've noticed, I didn't do it last week, or did I do it? No, I didn't do it last. Or did I do it last week? But I've been going out. My league is technically done, but I still go out on Thursdays and play. And I've been trying to do a little Q&A session. Then I should have done that for yesterday. I didn't even think about it. I did my Q&A or today, but I did my Q&A session yesterday. So who knows? Maybe I'll go out there and do that anyway. But I'm trying to. If you're on Instagram, follow me at Club Junkie Pod. And I usually go out, play nine holes, or as many holes I can get in before it gets dark, and answer questions while I walk down the fairway, which is a lot easier now that I'm still playing the Moto Caddy with the remote, the M7. I'm still playing that with that bad boy. I'm still rocking it, and I tell you what, it makes walking down the fairway and answering questions and all that a heck of a lot easier than it used to be. And not that pushing a three-wheel cart and answering questions is difficult, but it definitely makes it a little easier to do. But it's I went out and played last week, and I didn't play well. It was unfortunate, and it wasn't like I was hitting the ball poorly. It was just I hit some I'd hit a good shot off the tee, and then it was like the second shot would always just be absolute garbage, and I'd either hit something over the green, or I'd hit it right or left, or just I'd hit it into the worst spots. Like you know, on TV when you're watching a tournament, and they're like, you can't hit it to the right. Like, I'm hitting it to the right. It was just a whole day of just doing that, but it's all right. I still had fun, and I think my brother-in-law and I went out. We didn't even wait for anybody in our league. We got there kind of early, and we just basically walked up to the starter, kind of checked in, and we were just like, hey, nobody's here, can we go? And the guy was like, yeah, whatever, like, go ahead. And so we took off and didn't even wait for anybody in the league. So I don't know if anybody else showed up. If you did, I apologize, but we were rocking and rolling and looking to get out of there somewhat quick. And it stinks, because usually, so when I go, previous years, when it was way less crowded, I'd go out, I'd be the only person out there, and you could go play whatever holes you wanted, move around, and it's so much more crowded now. And usually, so what I do is you get done with nine, And as you walk back, you get onto 10T. So you finish 9, you go around 10. And typically what I would do is I'd go out, I'd play 10, I'd play 11, and then I'd go over and play either like 8 or I'd play 17, because they're both basically coming back in. So I'd play like 13 holes. I would just go out. So we went out and did the same thing. We got into 10. There was nobody there, played 10. Went and played 11. There was a couple guys in front of us, and they were moving a little slow. We caught them on 11, but not a huge deal. Both hit our shots. We played through. And then we look, and there are just people everywhere on 16, 17, and 18, and 6, 7, 8, and 9. So it's like the whole way that we could get back in was just blocked. And so we ended up playing 12, which is a little par 3. And then again, we played 12 looking to see, like, all right, is there going to be a break? Can we jump in somewhere and get back? And there wasn't. It was just wall-to-wall people, at least those holes, like those coming-in holes. It was everybody was, like, finishing up their rounds and everything. And we ended up playing 12, and we ended up just walking back in. Because as soon as you play 13, you get out into kind of, not no man's land, but you get further and further and further away from the clubhouse. And there's just no direct way back. So it was like, well, we either play 12 and we walk in, or we play 12, and then we go play 13, and we basically got to play, like, 13 through 8, you know, we got to basically finish off the 18, and there was just no way we'd have enough sunlight to do that. So, yeah, it kind of stunk, and I am kind of missing the days when I could just go out there and have the course to myself. It was a heck of a lot of fun, but, you know, there's a lot of golfers out there right now, and it's good for the course. The course is making money. I do have to say, though, St. Clair Shores, they could, and I know it's fall, so I'm not going to totally rip them, but I do have to say that the greens were probably the slowest they've ever been all year, or over the past like 8 years I've played that place. Maybe even more, maybe playing it for 10, but whatever. The greens were the slowest they've been for years, and they're super slow last week. So we'll see what they are like today. I'm going to get out there. I've got a couple clubs I need to hit that I'm excited to hit, that a couple people have been asking me about, that if I had them yet, and I do have a handful. So I've got a handful of stuff still to hit, so I'll be still playing as long as I can and playing through, you know, until the weather turns too bad that I can't play. But, excuse me. So it's good there. And then now I guess I'll get into to products. So I've got two things I'm going to talk about today. I've actually got a handful of stuff. Like I said, that's either ready to go or stuff that I've kind of hit and need to get a few more rounds in. But I got two things that are really good. And the first one I'll talk about is going to be basically the new Mizuno wedges, the T22s. So these are the brand new wedges that are just got announced recently. And as a Mizuno wedge, you expect they're all forged. So they're all Grainflow forged or Grainflow HD forged. And they're the 1025 steel with the boron in it. So definitely, you know, super soft, super responsive, and they definitely have that Mizuno feel. I mean, if you're playing a slightly softer ball and you hit some flush shots, I mean, it's almost like you're not hitting anything. I mean, they're extremely soft. You can really tell where you made contact on the face. If you hit a little high on the face or a little off the toe, a little off the heel, they're just super responsive. And like I said, the dead center shots are just, you know, crazy flush feel, crazy soft feeling. And I mean, they're just, they kind of have that thud to them, and it's just that thump, and the ball just goes. So I've had, they sent in three of them, basically one of each finish. So, and there's three finishes, which is pretty interesting. They basically make I want to make sure I get the name right. So it's the Raw, which is the one I kind of actually took out and played for for a couple rounds, just because it was a 56. We'll get into the grind on it, but they sent a 56, like a 54 and a 58, and I play a 56. I don't really play a 54 or 58 anymore, so I brought up the 56 because it went right in the bag. It was easy to just transition in there, but this one here is actual raw, so it's raw steel. It's going to rust, all that. No glare to it whatsoever, and then they have a satin chrome, which is kind of a two-tone around the outside. Like the ring of it is kind of like a polished chrome, and then it's a little more satiny finish on the face and on the back of it, so you don't get as much glare. And then the other one is denim copper, and the denim copper I was super excited about. I once getting it in person, I don't love it as much. It's almost like somebody kind of took a paintbrush and kind of like tried to patina it. I think it would have been sweet if they just would have went with like a standard copper and just let it patina over time. But it comes in three finishes, and they've got a good amount of loft options. I think they'll do like basically every loft So they'll basically go from 45 to 60 in terms of actual lofts. And I think it's based – or I'm sorry, 45 to 62. And basically they'll take a head and I think they'll actually bend it a degree or two. But the actual badge on it will read whatever it's supposed to be. So if it's supposed to be a 45, it'll read 45. And the little badges, I guess they have them at the factory, and they just pop them in, which is kind of cool. But I took out the 56 because that was, like I said, the one that fit in my bag the easiest. Now the downside is that it's a 56C grind, which the 56C grind for Mizuno is a little lower bounce than I would like. It's a 6 degree bounce wedge, which when you hold it up and actually look at it, it looks far more than 6 degrees. When you hold it up and actually look at like the where the leading edge is to the actual bottom of the sole, it looks like way more than 56. I mean, way more than 6 degrees of bounce. I need to go get like an actual protractor and do it. But I think this thing is probably closer to like 8 or 10, if I had to guess. I mean, it just doesn't look like 6. But either way, it's a pretty low bounce. But it is a C grind, so it's got some trailing edge relief, a little heel relief, and a little toe relief. And, you know, giving you the ability to kind of open the face and that leading edge doesn't go crazy high, hit it out of tight lies, things like that. And then the other thing I kind of do like, which I think Mizuno does really well, is they kind of blunt the leading edge. So the leading edge is kind of rounded off and it gives it just a little, you know, for me at least, I used to grind that into a lot of my wedges, not very well, but I used to grind it into my wedges. And I always felt like it kind of helped with digging in some of the soft conditions, but they do that on this wedge. So I went out and played it, and it was actually really soft. It had rained a bunch over the past like kind of 2 weeks that I played it. So I was pretty worried that I would be taking some monster divots with this thing. But on full shots, three-quarter shots out of the fairway, it definitely took a bigger divot than like my Titleist Vokey D grind, for sure. That's got like 14 degrees of bounce. I mean, when you hold them up next to each other, it definitely, when you look at the bottom of the sole, it definitely sits down a lot farther. And, you know, kind of hitting those two, this thing definitely takes a bigger divot. But I think in a fairly normal condition where it's not crazy soft, it hasn't rained a lot. And for a player who's got a pretty average swing, I think this, you know, average angle of attack, I think the 6 degree bounce isn't crazy high or crazy low. Like I said, just looking at it, when you sit there and just, you know, hold it in your hand and kind of look when you hold it up, and the sole just looks like it's got more to it than that. And if you hold it in your hand and you kind of open the face up a little bit, you see how much sole kind of drops down. So playing it out of the bunker was actually pretty easy. I mean, the bunkers over there are just flat garbage. So I wasn't, you know, I haven't been able to hit it out of like crazy fluffy sand, but out of like firm, compact sand, it worked great. It worked really well. It was easy to kind of get under. The first few shots, I was very conscious of, you know, am I going to get, you know, too far behind the ball? Am I going to hit it fat? Am I going to just get under it? And it really wasn't the case. I mean, it floated through pretty compact sand fairly easily and fairly well. And I actually hit some really good bunker shots with it. Now the 56, if I was to go buy one of these, I would probably look more at the S grind. There's an S grind. There's also a D grind with like 10 degrees of bounce. But the S grind they have an option of like, they have a 56-14, which is probably closer to what I would want anyway. And that S grind is kind of like that full sole, you know, no little trailing edge relief, but pretty full sole. But that's probably what I would go with if I was to go buy one. Just I think overall performance, you know, it would just be fit my style better. Which again, I get over the top, I get steep on it, I hit it a little left of target a lot. So I mean, having something with a little more bounce, it definitely helps kind of control those divots and give me a little better turf interaction, get through the turf a little faster, and all those things kind of are something I look for. So, again, this is kind of crazy low bounce. But overall, I mean, like I said, the feel on it, extremely soft. I mean, this gets up there with probably some of the softer wedges I've hit. I mean, maybe the Epon wedges might be a little softer than these, but I mean, there's not too much out there that's probably crazy softer than these. And the spin on them is actually really good. I mean, it's got a milled face with what are they called? They've got their hydro, the hydro grooves, the hydro flow micro grooves. So when things get wet, it kind of dissipates that. It's laser etched, so it kind of dissipates that moisture. And I'll tell you what, hitting it out of the rough, and you know, I mean, I know it's a brand new wedge, but hitting it out of the rough, and some of the rough over there was nasty. But hitting it out of the rough, you really do get some good spin on the ball, and everything's super predictable. I mean, if you're hitting it off a tight lie, off a fairway tape lie, hitting it into the green, you're really going to get a lot of check on that thing. I was playing basically, what was I playing? I was playing Strixon Z-Stars that day, or the past 2 weeks, because I've just been kind of going through whatever I've got. And I tell you what, the Z-Star, it really checked up. So the first time I got over the practice green and was just hitting, you know, chip shots and little like 20 yarders, maybe 30 yarders, kind of like the middle of the green, and just kind of hitting little shots. And if you open the face a little bit and kind of hit one of those shots, one, it was super easy to get under the ball. Like I said, the leading edge stays pretty close to the turf the whole way, just because it is a low bounce wedge, and having that trailing edge relief, it didn't take much to get under the ball and just get it up. But I mean, if you had a little bit of an open face, that thing definitely checked up super quick. I mean, you could fly it almost to the hole. It would check, release about a foot, and that was it. I mean, it was really kind of impressive to see how well these things performed. And it did it, like, you know, time and time again. It was really consistent and distance control. Once you hit a couple shots, you really kind of realized you had to hit it a little harder. Now, taking it out of the course, that didn't translate as easily just because, again, you kind of have to get it more to the hole than with some other wedges. So I left a lot of things short. For the first round I played with it. The second round, I definitely got a little more used to it and basically hit it a little harder. But, off a fairway or a tight lie, you're going to get an absolute ton of spin with these things. They really do check up well. And like I said, the distance control is really good. The out of the rough, they're still really good. I mean, it definitely, you know, got up. I mean, you definitely have more release to it. But, a lot of times on that practice green, there's not a ton of room around it. And there's some kind of, they always have some, I wouldn't call it weird, but they're kind of tight pin locations on this little green, the way it's shaped. It's a little bit of a kidney shape, but so if you're hitting, you know, out of the rough, typically you're hitting a shot that you don't have a ton of room behind the hole for it to roll out. So a lot of them were kind of more open-faced and things like that. And again, like, you know, you definitely got more release on those shots. I mean, it would pop up in the air, hit the ground, release a little bit. And really, I mean, once you kind of got used to like the fact that it was going to release out probably, you know, 4 or 5 feet, you could again kind of hit those shots over and over again, even from some nasty lies. Some of that rough, I mean, was like U.S. Open style rough, and it really was nasty. And like I said, this thing got through pretty well. That's just stuff there. It didn't really grab a ton. I mean, this wedge isn't, you know, crazy compact. It's a little bigger. I mean, When you stare down at it, I think it looks a little bigger than my Vokey, but I don't think it really is. But the grass, you know, it grabbed a little bit like anything, but not overly. So, I mean, when you hit something out of the deep rough, you were pretty much able to keep the face pretty square to target and get it up and out of there with relative ease. But yeah, it's a really solid wedge. Like I said, the only thing I for me, and again, this is, I mean, they sent a media sample, so it's not like I get to choose exactly what I want. So on like, you know, full to three quarter shots out of the fairway, you know, those were the ones where I just always in the back of my head was worried about kind of hitting it a little fat or, you know, getting into that turf and just taking a big nasty divot. The one cool thing too is that I believe the stock shaft in these things is Dynamic Gold, the Tour Issue S400s, and Z-Cord. Golf Pride Z-Cord grips, which is, you know, it's a pretty nice setup right there. And the raw do not, I believe, again, don't quote me on this. It's been a while since I talked to Vishal. I believe the raw ones do not cost more than the other two, but the raw ones don't have the copper underlay. So it's kind of interesting that they have, you know, the chrome and the denim copper have that soft copper underlay. The raw one does not. But again, this thing's still really, really soft. Like I said, I mean, you're able to hit kind of any shot with these things. They really do. They really are versatile. I mean, I would love to try something a little more bounce. I think adding a bunch of bounce could sometimes take away a little bit of that versatility. But in my case, I think adding that that bounce would only help me with in terms of, you know, hitting full shots and things like that. And if I couldn't quite, you know, open it up on a really tight fairway lie, I'm okay with that. I don't have that shot a lot. And a lot of time that shot, I'm not really going to try to pull something like that off. I'm probably just going to try to hit it behind the hole and try to make a long putt. But these things here, like I said, the T22s are really good. Like I said, I wish they made, you know, a couple more higher bounce options. I think the numbers on here They kind of scare you a little bit, a 56-06. I mean, that would be one of those things where I would look at it on the shelf and just kind of say, yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's going to kind of, stay in the bat, you know, stay on the shelf there, and I would gravitate towards something with double digits. But it, like I said, these things are really good. The shape of them's pretty good. I mean, they're definitely they've got a little roundness to them. The leading edge on the 56 does have a little roundness to it. It's not crazy. It's fairly straight. It's you know, I think it's got a little flare to the toe where they kind of you know, as the leading edge, like I said, it has just a little bit of arc to it. But as it comes back to the toe, it does look like it sweeps up just a touch. And I wish that was basically had a little less radius on it and looked a little straighter out at the toe. But again, I think, like I said, you want a little radius on some of the higher lofted wedges just to help you when you open the face to hit those little higher trajectory shots. But like I said, other than that, the shape is really good. It's fairly rounded. It's not crazy squared off. The toe is a little boxy, but nothing that's too crazy. And it really is. It's a solid wedge. I think Mizuno makes a lot of good wedges, and they typically don't get as much love as they probably should. I mean, they make, you know, they're one of the only companies, or at least big OEMs, still making a forged wedge. But it is really kind of a solid set of wedges. The raw one, I will say, you'll see the bag chatter on it, which isn't dings. It's just, you know, kind of the bag chatter, the wear kind of, it happens pretty quick. I mean, if this one here, I'll take a few photos of it and put them up on Instagram, or, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can definitely see that there's some, you know, marring or marks on it that happen pretty quick. And I mean, we're talking basically, you know, 18 holes on this thing, 18 holes and a bunch of range time before each nine. And it does look a little beat up, but I think once it starts rusting and all that, and it starts darkening up because of that, you won't notice that stuff, and it'll be fine. But it's just another one of those challenges when you look at raw wedges. I mean, they're a tough thing to sell because of that finish. So, but like I said, a really good wedge. The T22, I think Mizuno did a great job. Like I said, I wish they made a few more higher bounce options in some of these soles. But if you're a player who's you know, who's a pretty average to even shallow angle of attack person, I think the T22s give you a ton of options, a bunch of different sole grinds, and you're going to be able to dial yourself in pretty well. And then, like I said, coming with an S400 tour issue, you don't even have to pay extra for, you know, for an upgraded shaft or anything like that, and, you know, a Z cord grip. It's really a really nice package for what it is. So I enjoy playing them. Again, they're probably not going to go in my bag, only because I wish there were some higher bounce options. Like, I think the 60. If I look at a 60, I think the biggest one, they make a C grind and a 10 and a 6. I think it's a 10 degree and a 6 degree, and that's about it. So I don't think, you know, for a 60, for me, 10 degrees it's okay. You know, depending on how it plays, I could maybe get away with that. But I wouldn't mind something a little more, and they just don't have it. Like, my current one is 11, and that's a 58. 9 bent to 60-11. So, you know, having something like 10-11 is doable. Just depends on kind of the shaping of it. But like I said, if you're a picker, a sweeper, or you're just not, you know, you're a shallow angle of attack wedge player, I think looking at the T22s is definitely worth it. I think, you know, the amount of spin, the really soft feel, I think those two things alone, and while offering more and more wedge grinds now, I think those things alone give you a great option to try these things, and maybe, you know, maybe you switch from something else. Like I said, the feel alone is phenomenal. Like I said, if they made something like a D grind, a little higher bounce, you know, C grind type grind, I would probably look into putting maybe you know, one or two or whatever in my bag. But, you know, like I said, right now it's probably a no go, just because they just don't make stuff high enough bounce for a guy with a crappy swing like me. But like I said, overall, really good wedge. The T22s, if you go to MizunoGolf.com, check out all the specs. They've got all the grinds, all the finishes. You know, like I said, they make the chrome. I mean, for me, I'd go raw. There's no brainer with that. The copper looks pretty cool. It'll patina over time, but the raw is still my jam. So go to MizunoGolf.com. Check out all the T22 stuff. Like I said, they're really a great wedge. And if you're looking for feel, and that's like your number one thing, without going to some, you know, crazy, you know, JDM brand, these Mizuno T22s are going to be where it's at. So check them out when you get a chance. I enjoyed hitting them, and maybe if they come out with some different wedge grinds, you could see them in the bag later. So those are there, and my next product is not a club, actually. It's not actually a club, but before I get into that, I just want to let you know this episode also, you know, golf fairways just got wider, and the par fives, a whole lot shorter, thanks to Bridgestone's new E12 Contact. Featuring a unique contact force dimple design, it delivers 38% more contact at impact. It does so by using contact science technology similar to Bridgestone's high-performance tires. For increased distance and more control, drive Bridgestone's new E12 Contact. Straight distance, backed by science. So, yeah, the new E12. I know there's some guys, if you go into the Golf WRX forums, there's some people talking about them, and they've gotten some really good reviews. The people are saying some really good things about them. So I have yet to hit them. I should, but I have not yet. But like I said, they've gotten some good reviews out there. So the next thing I'm going to talk about, I'm going to reach out of my bag of tricks down here, is actually a shoe. And yeah, I was wearing a pair of shoes lately that I just got in, and the wonderful boys over at guys and gals over at Quater hooked me up and sent me a pair of shoes to try out. They kind of reached out and said, hey, you know, you've been testing a lot of stuff, like, what do you think about some shoes? And I was like, heck yeah, I always like, you know, I like trying on shoes. So they said, all right, what's your size? I didn't even know what shoe I was going to get. I just kind of told them, hey, I typically wear an 11 in most things, whether it's, Nike or whatever. And they were like, cool, we'll get you something. So they sent me over in the box the Quater Moneymaker. And the Moneymaker is a mesh and kind of synthetic leather shoe. So the whole toe section, everything is mesh. The whole heel section, all that is kind of a synthetic material. And it's a spikeless shoe, molded, molded sole. But it's pretty aggressive in terms of the actual kind of nubs on the bottom. And if you're watching this in YouTube, I apologize about the grass and everything, but it shows you that I took them out and wore them. And I played a couple rounds in these as well. And when I first saw them, I was kind of like, oh, man, they look really cool. They're really simple. They sent me the gray pair and the heather gray, and I really liked them. I wear a decent amount of, say, gray pants or black pants or whatever. I was like, they'll pretty much match a majority of what I wear. And they've got a pretty, it's a pretty cool, simple design. The logo's not crazy. They got the little C in the heel. And on the very back, there's a little Quater logo that's, kind of a, it's almost like a glossy gray over the gray that's back there. But when they sent them in, the first time I was going to wear them, I didn't, because it was actually supposed to rain. And I didn't even look to see, because the front of it's all mesh. And then the back is kind of, like I said, it's a synthetic material, but it's mesh as well. And I was like, they're not waterproof. So I'm like, I'm not going to wear them. I don't want to get them all soaked. So I was like, heck with it. I grabbed another pair of shoes and went out and played. And then I got home and I was doing something, and I don't know if I went online or whatever. I was like, oh, these things are waterproof. I totally could have worn them on that day. And I just didn't, because I didn't think they were waterproof. So I'm kind of an idiot, but they are waterproof. And again, they like I said, they're all kind of mesh in the front, synthetic on the back, but they're super soft. They're actually extremely comfortable. I mean, to put them on, I would say it's a pretty medium fit in terms of foot width. I've got a pretty average to slightly narrower foot, and these fit absolutely perfect. I know there's some shoes out there that, with the bigger, wider toes and stuff like that, I typically either have to wear like a thicker pair of socks or something like that to get these fit. These pretty much fit right out of the gate. Put them right on. The other thing too is, like, for whatever reason, like recently, the past few pairs of shoes that I've tried on, I've kind of had a little like heel slippage on the left foot. And these actually, as soon as I put them on, pretty much locked in the heel right away. I didn't have to like crank down on the laces or anything like that. They really just had, they just kind of fit on and were really comfortable. The cushioning on them is really soft. I mean, as soon as you step down, you can kind of feel everything kind of absorb. And again, I'm a hefty boy, so they had no problem giving me some added comfort there. And, like I said, these things here, they are waterproof. Like I said, I was kind of shocked at that. The spikeless bottom is really good. It reminds me a little bit of an Echo sole. I think there's definitely more spikes to it. And it had great traction. I mean, there was nothing, even with now, in Michigan, you get a lot of leaves. And especially if you're wearing spike shoes, they just grab leaves and cake everything on, and they can get a little slick sometimes. These pretty much grab very little. I mean, when I get a, you know, I like to pride myself is when I'm done with my round, I get done, take my shoes off, bang them against the trailer hitch on my truck, knock all the crap off and go. And really there was, I mean, I think out of all the rounds I played on it, the most I had was maybe half the shoe with some grass clippings, and maybe like a little goose poop that had to get knocked off. But really, I mean, there was no problem with leaves, anything like that. Traction-wise, was really good. I mean, every swing, every tee box, I've never had a problem with, you know, feet slipping, anything like that. Bunkers the same way. I mean, the way they designed this sole, again, with a bunch of different little knobs, and there's kind of like a few little impressions in between the knobs. I think that stuff grips the sand really well. When you kind of dig in, hit a bunker shot, even a fairway bunker shot, which for me is like the death sentence, because I never feel like a shoe's going to keep me planted on a fairway bunker shot. And these really do have really good traction. You know, walking with them, super comfortable, extremely comfortable, no break in time, you know, at all. As soon as I, you know, from the day I put them on, the first hole I walked, they feel exactly the same on my feet as they did, you know, then, as they do now. And they've really held up well. I mean, I haven't played anything crazy, mucky, or nasty. I mean, they're a little, the foam midsole is got a little marking on it. You know, it's a little brown from some of the stuff, but the top of the shoe still looks really good. There's been like no like crazy creasing or anything like that. I mean, it still looks for the most part as good as it did when it came out of the box. The shoe isn't crazy expensive. I mean, it's $160 for the moneymaker. I think, you know, that I know Quater makes a few more that are a little more expensive than that. But these here at like $160 are a really good price. The you know, like I said, the cushioning is super soft on them. As you walk, I mean, you can feel kind of everything kind of absorb, you know, especially if you're walking down, say, like a cart path. I mean, you can feel that foam kind of absorb the impact. And they're really easy to wear. I mean, you're definitely not something where at the end of the round your feet feel tired or fatigued. I mean, you take them off, it was like wearing a pair of running shoes with a ton more traction. Like overall, like I said, I've been super impressed with them. I really liked them. I didn't know much kind of about the Quater brand before this. I kind of was, you know, thinking it was just kind of more casual stuff, whatever. And these do have a casual look to them, but I tell you what, they perform really well. Like I said, I've been really impressed with the traction so far, especially in the fall where, like I said, in Michigan, you could definitely find, you know, you can definitely tell if a shoe's got decent traction or not, because once you start stepping on those leaves and the grass clippings and all that stuff, it just attaches to the bottom of the shoe, and you either got to knock it off or you're slipping or whatever. And these have been pretty rock solid on anything. Like I said, I've worn them for 18 holes riding, 18 holes walking, and then I did some video stuff recently for Golf WRX, and I wore these, and I was standing literally all day, and really, you know, knees, ankles. Like for me, again, I'm a chubby guy, I'm a husky fella, and the shins and ankles, you know, if I'm standing all day, they definitely get a little sore. And you know, standing all day doing some filming stuff and all that, they were totally fine. I mean, I took them off, and it was just like, you know, nothing. So I mean, the cushioning in there definitely, you know, works really well. If I had to give them one knock, I would say the heel's a little tall. When I first put them on, I mean, every once in a while, if you step on a rut, something like that, you could almost feel like, whoa, these, you know, they're kind of sitting up high. But that would be my only knock, is that heel is a little taller than I typically would like. But really, for 99% of the time walking, they're really good. If you're somebody who walks and you really want a shoe that's, you know, super comfortable, this moneymaker is really good. I mean, like I said, it's pretty average, at least for me. I thought it was a pretty average width. So if you got a really wide foot or something like that, you know, I mean, it is mesh, so you'll probably have a little wiggle room. But if you've got a pretty average foot or even, you know, anything like that, I think these things will fit really well. Like I said, I've got a pretty average foot, if not slightly narrower, and these things fit with no problem. But it's kind of cool. I'll have to get them out, I guess, now. I'll have to get them out in the rain, because I didn't know they were waterproof. So I will, you know, another wet day, I will definitely take them out and play again with them when it's wet. I mean, I'm probably going to play with them tonight, because I'm going out and walking another nine. And it'll be soft, but it won't be, you know, it's not going to be crazy wet or anything like that. But overall, I mean, a really good shoe. The other thing that's kind of cool too is, I mean, just the construction of them. I mean, you can tell, like, I mean, there's no threads out of place. There's no, you know, crazy threads that, you know, popping out or anything like that. And then when you open the box, I mean, everything is packaged really well. It's like a two-piece box that slides out, and then inside everything's wrapped in kind of like a cloth-like material. It's got foam, you know, stopping the shoes from rubbing and all that. So, I mean, they definitely took their time in making sure that these things come to you in great shape. And so far, I've been super happy with them. So I'm excited to get some more rounds on them. I mean, I think, you know, like I said, if you're looking for just a shoe that's just super comfortable, it fits pretty true to shot, pretty true to size, and you know, something that's comfortable, has really great traction, you know, try the Moneymaker. I mean, it really is, like I said, a pretty comfortable shoe. And I think they make it in like four colors. I think, like I said, I got the gray. They make it in like a navy, a black, and like a navy, a black, and then kind of a like a really light gray or white. So a bunch of options to suit your needs or your palette or your style. But I've been pretty impressed with them. I like them a lot. I'm glad that I said yes to getting a pair and trying them, because I probably wasn't going to give them a look before that. I just kind of, like I said, I just didn't know much about the brand or anything like that. And now getting them and getting them on the course, they're pretty impressive and they're pretty comfortable to wear. So, yeah, the Quader Moneymaker is a cool shoe. If you go to you know, TravisMatthew.com, you can go under the Quader shoes and they're there and check those things out. They've got all kind of the you know, the EVA foam and all the stuff that they're built out of. But overall, you know, and all the colors there. But again, just a really comfortable, pretty casual shoe. I mean, this one isn't one that you could like. It's spikeless, but you couldn't really wear it like, you know, to work. I don't think you're not going to like, you know, business casual this bad boy. But in terms of traction and slipping and all that, it's really good. I will just say that on the green, you will notice a little bit of pattern. It goes away pretty quick, but you will notice like where you step. Don't step in somebody's line, because you will see some of the imprints, because there are just a lot of spikes on it. They move, they dissipate pretty quick, but if you step on somebody's line, they will probably notice it. So don't do that, or try to be a little more conscious of not stepping in somebody's line. But again, just a really comfortable shoe. And like I said, I mean, right out of the box, just putting it on and going, no break in time. I've been really impressed with them. So I think they're a good shoe. I think they're actually a pretty good value now looking at them. I thought they were more expensive than they were, but yeah, they're $159 and they fit pretty true to size. Like I said, I wear an 11 in pretty much everything, whether it's, you know, Nike, whatever, you know, Nike, Asics, Adidas, all that. I wear an 11. I got an 11 in these, and they fit exactly like I thought they would. So a really great shoe. Like I said, check out the Moneymaker, you know, maybe there's color for you to try out and get them on your feet. But like I said, super comfortable shoe. So I think that's all I've got today. Those are my two big things. And yeah, if you have any questions, any comments, anything like that, hit me up on Instagram at Club Junkie Pod. And yeah, I mean, hit me up with any questions, anything. I like that a lot of people do. They send me questions about stuff and I try to answer them the best I can. But yeah, if you've got anything, any questions, comments, hit me up there. And hopefully you guys have a good week, a good weekend, and we'll definitely talk to you next week. See ya.